Most of the outrage yesterday was directed at a portion of the interview in which Governor Ventura calls organized religion a crutch for weak-minded people. Under mounting pressure from the media and fellow politicians, the governor emerged from his office for a hastily called news conference and explained that he, in fact, does respect other people's religious beliefs. But he also said he harbors a certain degree of skepticism about religion, something that grew out of his experience in the Philippines, where he served in the Navy in the 1970s.
And it was very much a poverty-stricken area, and I walked into my friend, and he was stuffing a large amount of money into an envelope. And I asked him what that was for, and he said, well, my nephew's being baptized. And I said, so why the money? And he said, well, if you don't pay, you don't get baptized. And I said, well, I recollect John doing it in the river for free.
Asked point blank whether he in fact believed religious people were weak-minded, as he said in the interview, Ventura vacillated.
No. Or if they are, they seek religion that makes them better people. So if they are weak-minded, it helps them.
And he offered this rhetorical gambit in his defense.
And again, I haven't started any wars as religion. No, I'm not saying anything. I asked a question. I said, I haven't started any wars throughout time. Has religion?
The governor sent a similar explanation, but not an apology, to area religious leaders, along with his assurances that he respects the positive role religion can play in communities.
There's a mixed message here that we're getting from the governor. There's obviously some antagonism there.
Peg Chamberlain is one of those who received the Ventura letter. She's the executive director of the Protestant-leaning Minnesota Council of Churches.
The letter has a conciliatory tone, and I appreciate that his own religious experience has a particular experience behind it. But that's not enough to give a good analysis of the role of religion or the nature of religion.
During the news conference, Ventura said religious leaders should be willing to forgive his comments. But Chamberlain says forgiveness does not come that easily.
Forgiveness generally entails someone making confession and changing how they do what they do.
And confession, or a clear apology, is not exactly Ventura's style. In fact, he made it clear during his explanatory news conference that he had no intention of apologizing to anyone for the interview. Ventura is being unapologetic about a lot more than just the remark about religion. In the Playboy interview, he roams across all sorts of controversial territory and seems to offer up something for everybody to hate. He says schools might need more armed guards. He says the media are dangerous. He says he understands, but doesn't condone, why Navy men felt compelled to harass women at the notorious Tailhook event in Las Vegas. And he defends the right to burn the U.S. flag. Ventura prides himself for his straight-talking style. He often says he can afford to talk this way because he's not a professional politician and has nothing to lose. But others might have more at stake. The chairman of the National Reform Party, Russell Verney, says he's appalled at the portions of the interview he's read, and he's adamant that the party does not share Ventura's opinions.
Although the media may portray the party as Jesse Ventura, the party is not Jesse Ventura. It's tens of thousands of good folks around the country, and they are not represented by these views expressed by Governor Ventura.
Verney is allied with Ross Perot and has generally been hostile to Ventura's insurgent influence in the party. He says the governor is misusing the gift of celebrity.
Celebrity status is simply a tool, and the real question is, do you use the tool for personal self-gratification, like a Dennis Rodman, or do you use that celebrity status for the betterment of the community, like, say, an Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey's name, by the way, has started showing up in conversations among Reform Party leaders as a possible recruit for the presidential nomination. Many reformers think the talk show host would have many of the same straight-talking celebrity qualities of Jesse Ventura without the propensity for causing offense. Winfrey could not be reached for comment. Local Reform Party politicians may also suffer some consequences from the interview. The party is trying desperately to get a candidate elected in one of the two special local legislative races this fall, or at least to get a good showing for their U.S. Senate candidate next year. James Gibson, the only reformer in the Senate race so far, says he never counted on riding Ventura's personal popularity to victory.
Hopefully, people are looking at me and not looking at Jesse, and when they say Reform Party, they say that Jesse is simply one individual in the party, and that we're a party with a purpose, and this isn't just a cult.
Ventura says he doesn't believe his comments can hurt the party, and he ended a tumultuous day by pledging not to change his straightforward and sometimes shocking manner of expressing himself in public. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.